Okay, so last week we ended off, I kept saying that next week what we're going to do is we're going to just deal with practical cases. And I hope to be able to do that today. What I want to do before we actually just sit and go through cases, I want to finish up the last few details of Hatmana. We're on page 8 in our packet, and we're starting at source number 34. It's a Mishnah. The Mishnah reads as follows. Like you say, the person does not cover over his food. He should not cover it from when it gets dark. In other words, once Shabbos comes in, you can no longer cover your food. You cover it, and then it gets opened up. So you can close it again. That is the important part of this Mishnah here. It says Rashi in source number 35. No, we should really finish the Mishnah. It's important. The Mali is a kitain. You let it fill up a jug of water. You can put it under pillows or blankets. In other words, it says very clearly two very important things here. First of all, if you have something which was mutman from Erev Shabbos and it gets uncovered, you can cover it back over again on Shabbos. That's one important factor over here. Number two is that it says over here you could fill up a jug of water and you could wrap it on Shabbos. That's what it seems to say in the Mishnah. So these are two very important halachas, which just reading the Mishnah in its raw form, what you'd see in the Mishnah is that if you did Hatmana from Erev Shabbos and it comes off, you're allowed to put it back on. We mentioned numerous times already that on Shabbos, you're never allowed to do any Hatmana. On Erev Shabbos, you can't even do Hatmana Davra Ma'asef Hevel. You can't insulate something inside something which generates heat. And on Shabbos, you can't do Hatmana on anything. So the first exception we're seeing in this Mishnah is if you did Hatmana on Erev Shabbos, which is Mutter, Davra Sha'ani Ma'asef Hevel, and it comes off on Shabbos, you could recover it. And the second thing we see here is you're allowed to do Hatmana on something which is cold. Rashi says something very interesting. Mali Hakita in Shatzainin. Could fill up a jug of cold water. You could put it into a pillow. Shalai yichamu b'chayim hakayitz v'achama. Kagoyin karu kesses shalavadim sheinim escham. This Rashi seems to be telling us something which not only is it a chiddush. It's a plea atzuma. Look what Rashi says. You could fill up a cup of water with cold water. Rashi says you could wrap it up. Why would you wrap it up? Says Rashi, you want it to stay cold. Okay? You want it to stay cold. Now, you would have understood from the simple reading of the Mishnah the opposite. You have cold water. You don't want it to be so cold. So you're wrapping it in something so that it should get warmer. In other words, all Hatmana that we've been mentioning up until this point was for the sake of heat. And it seems like our mission is giving acceptance to the halachas of Hatmana, that you're allowed to do Hatmana on Davar Tzayin on something cold. Seemingly, that is the exception. The exception is that it's cold. Since it's cold, we don't have any things we mentioned earlier that you have to worry about. But it seems like it's not true. Rashi says, only if your intention is to keep it cold.
Was this the only Mishnah that talks about Hatmana?
I mean, this is a continuation from the first Mishnah.
So, I mean, they're separate cases.
Correct. But it's a continuation of the Halachas of Hatmana. It's in that paragraph of Ben Metoimnit. And we're talking about Hatmana over here. So you would think that if we're talking about Hatmana, it should follow along the lines of every other case of Hatmana. Now the Gemara continues. The Gemara is there, Dafnan Aleph Amr Aleph. The Gemara says, Amar, Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel says, Mutzer l'hatmanas etzayni. You're allowed to wrap something which is cold. It's the same pamphlet we've had the past couple weeks. We're on page number 8. Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel says you let her wrap something which is cold. What halacha are you teaching me? It's Mefarash in the Mishnah. We just read it. It says in the Mishnah, it's just Mefarash in the Mishnah that you're allowed to take something cold, you're allowed to fill up a jug of water and wrap it. Amalei Abaya, Abaya said to him, Tuva Kamashal, I'm teaching you a lot. Do you mean Masnissan Havyamina, Hanimil Dovashayim Dark Lahatman, Dovashayim Dark Lahatman, Loi Kamashmalon, anything. Mishnah says, indeed, we have to reiterate this halacha in the Gemara to teach me that it's even something which is dark lathman. I would think it's only water, which is not normally the type of thing that you wrap. You don't really usually wrap water. So it comes along the Gemara and tells you anything which is called you're allowed to wrap. Now we have a machlaikas, Rav Huna, he argues, he says you can't wrap it. And the Gemara goes back and forth. Gemara says, kvar hara zaka, and the halacha is you're allowed to wrap cold. Okay, that's the important part of this Gemara. The important part of this Gemara is the Gemara reiterates the halacha that you are allowed to do hatmana on davar tzayin. Source number 37, Rashi again. Rashi doesn't want us to make a mistake. He says, mutl hatmana sat tzayin. Why? Says Rashi, b'bnei achama shlei chamo. From the chama, you are wrapping something cold. It's sunny outside. You don't want it to get hot, so you wrap it. So it's interesting. Rashi goes out of his way. Clearly, anybody who had read this Gemara would have said, it says, Mefarish, clearly in the Gemara, you're allowed to wrap something which is cold. The simple understanding, at least the way I would have understood it, would be, you are doing Atmana just like every other case of Atmana that's been mentioned up until now in this Masechta, was for the sake of keeping it warm. I would say that the same thing holds true over here, that when a person's doing Atmana on the Davar Tzayin, the point is that it should get warm. Comes along Rashi and says, no, it's not true. You're never allowed to do Atmana on anything for the sake of keeping it warm. Even if the food item is cold. Even if you know the food item is cold. Rather, what's the halacha? The halacha is you're allowed to do atmana on something which is cold for the sake of keeping it cold. Okay, kind of like, you know, you take a soda. Remember, I was a kid. I'm not sure why we did this. But we had these cans of soda we take to camp. We wrap it in newspapers to keep it cold. We had it in the fridge all night. It was the same thing. You have something which is cold. You want to keep it cold, so you wrap it up to keep it cold. That's the way Rashi understands this Gemara. Seemingly, although it's a chiddush, Rashi is the one who told us at the beginning of the sugya that the reason why I can't do atmana on Shabbos is because maybe when you'll notice that it's cold, you'll say, hey, I got to warm it up, and you put it on the fire. Now, the reason why I would think that's not true is because you know it's cold. You just took it out of the fridge. It's supposed to be cold. Nevertheless, Rashi holds you're never allowed to wrap anything on Shabbos that you want, that where your intention is for it to get warmer, because in such a case, it's the regular din of Hatmana, and that the Gemara says, you let her wrap something which is cold is for the sake of keeping it cold. Okay, that's Rashi.
Is Rashi a das yachid when it comes to this understanding of the Mishnah?
You will see soon, but to my knowledge, yes. Now, let's see the Rambam. In source number 38, the Rambam, Parak Dal, it's in Halacha Shabbos, Parak Dal, Halacha Dalad. The Rambam goes through the halachas of Hatmana. In the first line, he writes, Savik Hashecha, Savik and Hashecha during Ben Hashmashas, Mutter Litmein Davar Cham, you're allowed to wrap something warm. Umutters, he continues, Litmein S, Davar Hatzainin Beshabbos, you're allowed to wrap a cold food item on Shabbos, but Davar Sheine Moisif, with something which is not going to generate heat. Gedesh Shalay Yitztanin Beyoiser. It's like this, it shouldn't get colder. Oy Kedesh Tafik Tzinasik. Clearly, the Rambam is saying, why are you wrapping it? To take away that burning chill. You don't want it to be so cold, you want it to warm up a little bit. And then he continues. So clearly the Rambam is learning this Gemara, not like Rashi. You know, this is a case where I can think of this, is sometimes you have a baby bottle. You take it out of the fridge. Now, you don't need it to really be hot, but the baby doesn't like it cold. That cold is too much for the baby. So you want to wrap it, so it should get, you want to lose the warmth. Sorry, you want to lose that biting chill that it has to it, so you warm it up. Kedesh tafik tzinasi. Rambam says, clearly you're allowed to do that. The Ran, source number 39. I'm reviewing Dhamma Shmuel, Mutal Hatman, it's Tzayin Pirish Rashi. The Ran jumps on this. He says, Rashi says, B'vnei Acham Ashlei Chamu. Why? So it shouldn't get hot. V'lei Gazvinu Atu Atmana Kedesh Yechamu. That's Rashi says. V'nira Midvarov, Zal Lahatman, it's Tzayin Kedesh Yechamu, Afa Pishahu Matman, Dover She'enai, Moisev Hevel Aser. The Ran right away says, clearly from Rashi it seems, and we spoke this out already, you're not allowed to wrap something cold in order to make it warm. Aval a Rambam Kasa Parak Dalim Lecha Shabbos, who just quoted that Rambam, that you are allowed to wrap something for the sake of keeping it warm. Milcha Shabbos Mutalatim Davar Tzenim Shabbos Davar Shinim Asif Hevok Teshel Yitzanim V'yoyser Oyek Teshel Tavik Tzinasa V'chein Nira Medivri Agoinim. The Ran writes that the way that the Rambam learns, it seems to us to be the way the Goinim learned it. V'achi pashti de milsa de bekuli pirkin batmana, that he writes exactly how we're saying it. That's how it's mashma, the whole parak, bekuli pirkin batmana de lechame maskinan. The rest of the parak is talking about atmana for the sake of warming it up. V'le batmana de shalai yischameim. The whole parak is talking about doing atmana for the sake of keeping it warm. So all of a sudden, this one case is talking about that it should stay cold. And he continues, he says, that's what the next mission is all about.
I mean, in defense of Rashi,
yeah.
Why would the Mishnah have to repeat it again?
The Mishnah didn't repeat it. The Mishnah said
no,
it once.
No, this Mishnah, you said we already had a Mishnah.
The Gemara repeated it. And the Gemara asked, why'd you repeat it? It
no,
says
but
the
even
Mishnah.
Before this Mishnah, you said there was another Mishnah.
No, I quoted this. This is the Mishnah I was talking about.
Oh.
This is Mishnah talking about. And at the end, the second paragraph here at Hilkach, Naktina demutal lahatman as a tzayin medavar shein de maisif, kadesh tafik tzinas, vichay mutal lahatman as a cham kal shakal, shi'ir miklib yishem and osan afil kishaini. So that's number one. The first thing that we're getting, that we're going to accomplish over here is the Ran clearly takes the side of the Rambam. He writes that the Goyim seem to say like that. It seemed like from the flow of the entire Masechta that all Hatmana is for the sake of keeping it warm. Rashi, as Yaakov pointed out, is the Das Yachid on this. And therefore, Rashi is going to be the one who's going to have to stand to his defense. But everyone else is going to learn that this Mishnah and this Gemara is being matter a person to do Hatmana on the Vertzainen and a cold food item for the sake of taking away the chill. Want to say something?
That's not keeping warm. It's
insulating.
It's for the sake of warmth. It may not be so effective, may not be a good way of getting it warm, but ultimately, your goal here is that it shouldn't be so cold.
And I assume it's following the same rules of no space and...
Yeah, again, Hatmana, we defined Hatmana last week, that it's tight. If it's not tight, then it's not Hatmana.
So, being that Rashi is the Asyachid, is there anyone who's going to argue that you cannot insulate for the sake of... cold?
So, I don't want to jump on it, but it's something very interesting comes up over here from Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe was talking about pouring water into a thermos. Did I discuss the thermos last week already?
You mentioned it. I don't know if we got deep into it.
And he, for some reason, he goes through it. It's a very long tshuva. I gave it to you. And he goes through it back and forth. He's very ma'arich on this. Define where that line is. He writes in here somewhere that a bal nefesh should be machmer for Rashi.
So what are you trying to do? Put water into a...
Okay, so in other words, I don't want to jump on it because Ramesh has another reason why a thermos should be mutter.
I'll ask it when we get there.
Yeah, so we'll get there. But the answer to your question is that although Rashi seems to be the Das Yachid, and it would seem that we shouldn't have passed him like him. If you look in your tshuva, I just spotted it. In your tshuva, I think the way I gave it out was on page 12. Page 12. In the second paragraph, it starts with the word of Imkain. Two, four, six, seven lines in. There's a period of Mikol Makom. So of Mikol Makom, Haya Makom Bal Nefesh LaHachmer Kibin Shel Rashi Batosis Yishanim Yesh Lesser. So basically, he brings his Yishanim as well, and he basically writes that there's Makom for a Bal Nefesh B'Machmer. So we'll get to that soon. Mitzvah Hashem, we'll get to that soon. But that's the answer to your question. That no, we don't pass like Rashi, but Rav Moshe writes is makom for bal nefesh b'machmer. Okay, the next thing we have to bring up is source number 40. Tan Rabbana. Afal pisha amru. It's stuffed in an aleph and aleph also in the Gemara and Shabbos. Afal pisha amru ain't time to fill with darvish in a maisif hevel mechash meshech hashecha in bal lahaisif maisif. Another exception to the rule. If something is already wrapped, something's already insulated, you're allowed to add more of an insulation to it. So you wrap your chicken soup before Shabbos in a towel, and then later on, you realize it's really not so warm in the house, you want to get another towel to wrap it again. That is mutter. Ketzad, who oisa, what should you do? Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Eimer, Neutel, Sasadinin, Maniach, Sagluvkarin. That's the next thing. First, the way he's learning it is, if you want to put on a better atmana, it's mutter. So you got to take off the first one. So the first one, say it was a towel, the next one's going to be a blanket. The next thing the Gemara says, it's only aser if it's inside that specific mechem, that specific pot. Aval pina mimechem lemechem, if you poured the contents of the pot into another pot, mutter, it's mutter to wrap the second pot. In other words, in plain English, if you pour it into a klisheni, then it's mutter, as plain English as that was, it's mutter to do atman on a klisheni. The Gemara explains, Hashta ikuri ka mekerla, artuchi ka mertachla. A person pours the hot water from his kettle into another pot. That itself is an action, we discussed this earlier in the Halachas of Bishul, that cools down the water. So now we're worried a person's going to pour the water into a klisheni, and he's going to go ahead and heat it up. That doesn't make any sense. Why pour it into a klisheni? Leave it in the klirishon. Okay, what does Rashi say here? Same thing. Avol mefanahu mimechel mechem achar v'tayim. It's in source number 41. Zeu loshin teisefta v'haninami pineu mimechem lemechem mutter dehashta leke lemigz v'shem ayertiach. In this case, we don't have to worry that maybe he's going to warm it up. So Rashi is not so clear over here. But we'll see that the Ran, if you go back to that same Ran from before, in the third line, he writes, V'hanu nami d'tani b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b'b' Aval pinu mecha lemecha mutter. Because of a Rambam zal, perak a nizgar. Hainu tam mishum shalei asu latin b'shabas el davar cham shubil klirishan. Shen is bashal b'aval pineu mutter kameshi tiru l'hatmin eset zayin. Aval Rashi, shehu servid l'hatmin eset zayin k'deshe tafik. Tafug tsinasai aser, hotzruch lafarish, demayde sharina and pina mechla mecham, hagagunch a pina kadela kararon. So I don't know if I wrote that Rashi. I forgot to bring that Rashi down. But Rashi writes the reason why you poured it from one pot to the second pot is in order to make it cooler. So again, what's the point in your wrapping it? Point in your wrapping it, the way Rashi understands it, in this case also, is it should be cool. So Rashi has two different chumras. One chumra that when you're coming to wrap a cold food item, you're only allowed to wrap it on Shabbos if your intention is to keep it cool. Number two, the heter of pina mimechem lemechem of hatmana neklisheni is only if your intention is to keep it cool. But to make it warm, that would be a problem according to Rashi. Maisin Shulchan Aruch, source number 42, Simon Reish Nun Zayin Sif. It says in pina tavshel b'shabbos mikderish and spashel b'lekter acheres. If you pour the food from one pot to another one, mutter latmina b'davar she'ena b'sif hevel, you're allowed to do hatmana. That's how we pasuk in Shulchan Aruch. Sif vav, the Shulchan Aruch writes as follows: mutter latmina b'shabbos davar tzayin b'davar she'ena b'sif hevel kedei shaloi yitzdanim b'yosos who should not get any cooler. Oy kedei shetafik tzinasoi avol b'davar b'sif hevel fill latmina tzayin gomer fill by diem nami aser. So clearly in Shulchan Aruch, we see that the halach is not like Rashi, the halach is like the Ran, the halach is like the Rambam, that it's mutter for a person to do atmana on davar tzayin or on a klisheni, even if the intent over here is to make it get a little bit warmer. Says the Mishnah Brura, in Pina, le asru ela kshuba klirishin shen espasha by avakshi pineu, lekli acher afsha dain ayat seledes by mutter afilum chazar v'yira oisei acher kach l'kirishayin shunami shahaya boi nami shar desula mikri klirishayin v'ever like yitzayin de mutter latmina afilu klirishayin and skar shen yat seledes by kankin nir deshar latmina imhud makam in tzarech. Mishnah Brura over here writes that how do we view tzaynein? So first of all, Kli Sheni is mutter even if it's more than Yad Sela at this point. And once it goes on the Yad Sela at this point, Mishbura writes clearly that that's already considered Tzaynin. In other words, when we talk about Tzaynin, the halacha that it's mutter for a person to do Hatmana, something which is cold, cold is defined as under the what we call Yad Sela at this point in the halachic bishul, and once it goes on the Yad Sela at this point, you're allowed to do Hatmana.
When you pour something into a Kli Sheni, does that take it that? It may not take it to Yad Sela at this point, but it still cools down.
Again?
Kli Rishon to Kli Sheni.
Yeah.
It's still
Yad Sela at this point.
It's still Yad Sela at this
point. Yeah, that's what we're saying, that's mutter. That's, you're allowed to do Hatmana, even though it's still Yad Sela at this point.
That's the Chiddush in it.
Right. The Chiddush is that it's still Yad Sela at this point, but since you did an action which indicated that you are willing to allow it to cool down, no longer worried you can put it on the fire, because obviously you're not so intense about this. Okay. Now, I don't know why I put this Mishnah Brewer here. This Mishnah Brewer seems to be out of place.
So the children should ask.
Yeah, this is out of place. The next Mishnah Brewer in number 44 was supposed to go back to Halacha we mentioned much earlier in Siman Reish Nun Ches. When did I bring that one in? Let's leave that one out for now. Anyway, let's go back. Let's go now to source number 45. Source number 40. Yeah, I don't know why. That's a mistake. I put that in the wrong place. Source number 45 is the other halacha we mentioned today. Afa pi shein tamei b'shabbos afilu b'davar shein ma'asef hevel. Even though the halacha is you're not allowed to do hatmana on Shabbos, even though it's ma'asef hevel, in tama by me by diyim. If you did hatmana on erev Shabbos, v'nisgala meishach hashecha, and it got opened up once it got dark, mutter lachzor lechaseis, so you're allowed to go ahead and do the Atmana again. V'chein im ratzel la'isef la b'shabbos mutter. If you want to make a better Atmana, a bigger Atmana, a thicker Atmana, it's mutter. V'chein im ratzel litli kulei v'lasis oyster b'mkaymai. Bein shirishin cham yoyser me'ashen, bein shirishin cham yoyser me'arishin. Afil lo'i hayim achusa el basadin yoch litli v'chaseis b'glufkarin. V'ushin is bashak der kol tzarcha, v'meinim v'vushal kol tzarcha. Afil lo'i sef ha'kisoy asr shetisefesu yigarim l'bishol. Says the Shulchan Aruch, sorry, I just ripped through that whole sif. He says, once you did Atman on Erev Shabbos, you're in good shape. Now, you don't like your Atman once Shabbos comes in, you could add on another one. You don't like that the first one is there, it's a thin blanket, thin towel, take it off, put another one on. Once you did your Atman, it makes no difference what you want to do on Shabbos now, you're in the green. Because once you've done a good halachically permitted Atman from Erev Shabbos, you can take off that Atman and do another Atman on Shabbos of Darvash Einu Esef Hevel. The only thing that he writes, which is actually, it's a very interesting thing, he says you have to be very careful that your food should be entirely cooked. Because if it's not cooked, and you're going to put a thicker Atman on, you're going to cook the food further. And that's something which is, it's a plea, because how's that going to happen? If you have food which is not cooked, I challenge you to get that food to be cooked by the way of Atmana. So the truth is, I don't want to get into a nap. The Bir Halacha deals with it. It brings Magen Avraham and a base mayor who are both trying to figure out what it's talking about. They figure out cases to make it work. But that basically covers up, it finishes up our topic of Atmana. We started off with halachas of what's mutter on Erev Shabbos, what's mutter ben Hashmashos, what's mutter on Shabbos, or what's asr on Shabbos. We went through all the different variables, the different cases of the past 3 weeks. And finally, the last exceptions that we made was a davar tzaddin, something that's cold, and a kli sheni, and something. And as long as you did atmana from before Shabbos, it's going to be worth it to do another atmana on Shabbos. So we'll stop here with the actual sources, with the actual limud, and we'll continue if you want.